This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. At the White House this afternoon, more than a dozen deans of business schools gathered to talk about women and the workplace and how to make that a better combination. It was part of a lead-up to a bigger Working Families Summit coming in June, apparently. The White House holds a lot of these sorts of gatherings. There have been summits on everything from job creation to food marketing. How much actually gets done, though? Well, here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Bill Boulding is dean of the Fuqua School of Business at Duke University, where just 34% of MBA students are women. He hoped to come away from today's meeting with ideas to make business more inclusive for women and people with families.
You're going to be more creative. You're going to be more productive. You're going to be more innovative in terms of a whole series of performance measures.
Other recent White House gatherings have addressed diversity in the tech industry and success for black men. But how much really comes out of these summits? Bob Gutman teaches media and politics at Johns Hopkins University.
Sure, everybody likes to come to the White House, come to Washington, have their picture taken. But in terms of policy, I think it's less important.
Still, a national spotlight can raise awareness, says Jody Dechen, who teaches management at Suffolk University in Boston.
It needs to come from the top. As soon as people say from the top, it's important, then businesses will start investing in it, colleges will start investing in it, and people will start to realize, oh, it does matter.
One way to make these events more than a photo op, ask for specific commitments, like the White House did when college presidents got together a few months ago to talk about expanding opportunity for low-income students. Daniel Porterfield is president of Franklin and Marshall College in Pennsylvania, one of 10 schools that pledged hundreds of new scholarships. And the group met again at the White House a few weeks ago.
So just that one project alone, clearly there's been some great momentum from the convening in January.
Porterfield says the biggest impact of these gatherings isn't on policymakers, but on those who attend. They can bring new ideas back to their universities and businesses. But he says sometimes it takes the White House to get the ball rolling. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.